and a store, and I don't know what else in the way of that, and that was the voting precinct.
Oh, that was the vote.
That was where they first voted. Now, when I was born, I don't think there's voting there then, but it didn't move, but that was a voting precinct right there at one time.
Uh-huh.
At Haywood Community, which is Haywood Township now.
Haywood Township now.
Now, but where I was born is put into St. Francis Township now.
Oh, really? The part of it that you were
born
in
is now in St. Francis. That's this township here, that this town's in.
And this is in St. Francis?
This is St. Francis Township. Piggott's in St. Francis Township.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you were born, was it Clay County?
It was Clay County. Yeah, it was Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it had been, when my father was born, and he was born on the same 40 acres of land that I was born on, mm-hmm. It was Greene County.
Oh, it was Greene County when your father was born.
Yeah, and Greene County is Paragould down here now.
Yeah,
but this county here, now there's a little of Clay County come off of Randolph County, which lays at the west of this here. Yeah. But that is done last year, 73. She is 100 year old. They celebrated the anniversary last year of this county in 73. And I was born in
92. Let me see. If I can count that up. That makes you, I'm not too good at math. Let's see. Does that make 82.
And be 83 in January.
Oh. Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, you sure don't seem like it. You sure are. Mighty right. I can't believe that.
They almost
called him a walking history every time. Walking history? Call you the walking history.
They, every time they
want to
know about the
Kinsels,
a lot of them
Now, out there where you were born in this Haywood community, what was most of the people doing for a living?
They were farming.
And
working in timbers. And that is about all there was for them to do was farm. And of course, they all raised stock. They had stock. Hogs and cattle run outside.
Just
was fenced and that they cultivated.
And you mean that they would fence in the
field. The field was fenced in, and the woods was all outside. And the stock, all the cattle and the hogs, all run out. The horses would if they had it. There didn't want many of them out, but they could run out. But the hogs and the geese and things like that, they run outside back in. And this stock law come about 53 or 4 years ago.
That's
as the stock law come in, somewhere around the early 20s, and up to then. All this bottom country was very little bit cleared. And that is all, of course, in the timber
It was all in timber?
Not all of it. It was on the ridges. There's a few homes all through this bottom back then, the old land. But it was just very scattered. The population of the county at the time I was born was in the hill country, rather than the bottom. And now it's reversed the other way around. And she ain't in the bottom like the ones that come into town. Most of it's in town now.
And this area that we're in now is in the bottom?
This is in the edge of St. Francis Bottom right here, you see.
So the hills were then at that time what most people would live.